Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wingo throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Shealy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Collins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blankenship. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Haney moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney scores. Heilman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ted Lyons now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Bassler reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hooks Dawes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Falk scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-1 in the game. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum bunts towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Harry Hooper pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawes strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Basler moves to third. Blue moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler scores. There goes Blue trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Haney moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Manish takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haney. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Haney steals third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manish. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Manish steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawes takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Haney moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. Mainisch moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maurice Archdeacon pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Maurice Archdeacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archdeacon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Mangum now pitching. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney strikes out. 1 out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dawes hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Kham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Leo Mangum. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Ash now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Collins. Manish moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still throws the ball into Collins, who tags Heilman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Manish scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.